There's something so indescribably sexy about you standing in the middle of a crowd.
Well, this is going to hurt you a lot more than it will me, I'm happy to say.
Monday mornings are about to get nasty. It's the Mizzy Bender Show.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the Mizzy Bender Show on Monday morning, and this is part two to how I entered the lifestyle. Now, if you listen to part one, it was 50 minutes about, approximately, of me babbling about how we got up to the point of me actually now entering the lifestyle, me being a business owner and participating in the lifestyle. I should say, everything leading up to this moment was super important for me to map out for you because it really is a foundation for you to understand my thought process, my mindset, where I was, everything that I was going through, for you to really understand why it is and how it is that I now live the lifestyle. So, with that being said, I had just finished explaining to you that I was on a 3-month trial on whether or not my Mender Parties was going to be a viable option for me to do, for me to have as a job full time. And of course, as I mentioned, I jumped on the opportunity after exploring and learning and understanding, because what ended up happening in that 3-month trial, I was really able to learn and understand so many different things. And I also was able to host the first event as Mindbender Parties as just us, which I was getting confused earlier about the time frame on when that actually happened. And I remembered it happened during the 3 months when I was like, let me see if this can work out or not, because it was the perfect opportunity for me to host the event, you know, run with the event, to do, you know, everything from start to finish that I needed to do, as well as, you know, be in the environment and see if I really was going to like it and, you know, just kind of just feel it all out again. And I have to say, it was a really great event. Spencer and I had the best time. The setup together was so enjoyable. It was something so different. It wasn't anything that I experienced in prior setups or anything in the sorts. I was able to go and do my setup. And then, you know, when I was finished, I went and helped Spencer. And when he was finished, we kind of kept, you know, switching off on where we were. So we were really able to create the entire event together. And for me, that was check number one, right? Because I wanted to feel like we were building something that was beautiful for the both of us, that we were coming together at one point in time, relaunching together as Mindbender Parties with this new outlook and this new mindset and just this new exciting new energy I was having. But I also should say I was still a little bit guarded and still really nervous, right? Because I was going back into the party scene after being dormant for so long that it was a little bit kind of like nerve-wracking. I did keep to myself quite a bit. You know, I would be lying if I said that I branched out a lot. I stayed on the dance floor probably 95% of the night and kind of just danced the night away and just did my thing. And it was great. And the best part of that night is the day that I met Holly. Holly and I, kind of locked eyes on her exit out. She's a dancer and loves to dance. And so, you know, the groove and the beats kind of just, you know, meshed us really well. And I have to say, it was the best relationship that I have ever created. She was the first person that made me feel super comfortable, that really just was open arms accepting, just everything in general, and just really just gave a certain comfort, to the circumstances that I was nervous about, I should say. Now her and I did kind of start off the relationship going back and forth on whether or not this was going to be, a sexual thing. But if I were being fully transparent and very honest, that's just not where I was at, right? I was really overwhelmed from a lifestyle standpoint. I only had, the only thing that I was able to equate a lifestyle relationship on was the foursome that Spencer and I, kind of had. And it was kind of happening during this time period, all around the same, probably I would say that December through around this June-ish, and probably a little bit more, did I have the opportunity, it wasn't even really a relationship. We didn't have any hard swapping. It wasn't even any soft swapping. It was just a couple that allowed me to be super free and explore who I was and explore my boundaries, with a female, with a man, being in Spencer's company, and just understanding how it all works. And this couple really just was super patient with me. They were really understanding. They were really lovely. They were really loving. And they allowed me to kind of navigate the way that the nights were going to go with no pressure, because they were super veterans of the lifestyle, but definitely respected and understood where I was and really appreciated the relationship that we all had together. Maybe small kissing. I don't even know if that's the case. Like I said, I mean, it was probably more just like intimate touching and more, snuggles and cuddles and, smoking and drinking and just kind of just being chill, chit-chatting and just kind of just building a dynamic of understanding what it's like to be in the company of another couple in a sexually charged environment. So I really appreciate those two as this time period was going on, because as much as everything was so chaotic around me, they were being very delicate with me to not push too hard on anything. And so when I met Holly, I didn't really share too much with anybody about anything about my lifestyle experience, because I didn't trust anybody, truthfully. And so there became a point in time where, Holly and I were chit-chatting on Messenger, and I don't generally give anybody my phone number, or at that time I didn't, and I just said, you know what, girl, I don't really chit-chat on Messenger at all, so, here's my phone number. I'd love to, continue to chat via text, build a friendship, or, whatever that may be, but if we can move the communications from Messenger over to text, that would be great. And that was the first moment that I actually was like, oh, okay, all right, I'm going to try and be friends with somebody here, because I don't really do a friend thing. I don't have any friends. And I was like, it was a very foreign thing for me. My best friend was my aunt, as you heard kind of in that previous podcast. But unfortunately, through all this family explosive and, stuff and all the stuff that was going on, my aunt and I's relationship ended up diminishing because the politics really ruined some of the family, which is really unfortunate. And so, that's it. Holly and I, that's it. We're going to be friends. And so that's why I value my relationship with Holly so much. And you guys hear me talk about her so much, because she's just the one person that, for whatever the reason is, I felt extremely comfortable with. And, and to this day feel extremely comfortable with and feel very safe and very secure with. And so that's why that relationship is so important to me. And it's carried through all the way to this point. But it's taken a really long time for her and I to get to this point. Because number one, okay, well, here you have this dynamic that she's super lifestyle. And I'm like, not lifestyle at all in my thoughts at this point in time. Because I was like, holy fuck, everything I've experienced is way too bonkers. I'm trying to sort out, with this whole foursome thing. And, trying to understand just like being in the lifestyle with the business and all this stuff. So I was really thankful that we were able to build a friendship off of sexual energy. Because sometimes that could become really difficult, navigating through friendships like that. And I think that her and I's foundation is always going to be that way. And it's always going to be understanding. And she understands, my thoughts from the lifestyle and understands why I am the way that I am and how I got here. And it's just a really beautiful thing. And so, You know, never be afraid to have the open conversations with your friends about where you are in the lifestyle and why you are there. Or, you know, sometimes being friends is much more important and much more needed than actually a play scenario. And I have to be truthful, at that moment when I met Holly, having a friend that I felt really secure with was much more important than the lifestyle. And I'm so thankful that I made that open decision and was comfortable enough to acknowledge that I was not really in the lifestyle at that time, that I was really trying to understand everything, and I was really trying to support Spencer in his initiatives and really just relearn everything in a public standpoint. And so fast forward, you know, having the success of that one night was great. The event was successful. I gained a friend out of it. I understood and learned so much more about dynamics. It was just a really great learning experience. But unfortunately, it was super short-lived because the dynamic between our foursome kind of started to dissipate because, you know, things changed. People changed. Their relationship changed. So it kind of made it a little bit complicated for the four of us to continue on in the manner that we were. It was kind of sad when it ended. But at the same time, I really appreciate and value everything that I learned from that also, because like I said, they really took the time and energy, and it goes back to those words that Spencer said to me: when the stars and moon align, you'll understand and you'll want to participate. And in that particular moment with that dynamic, that's what that energy brought, and it was beautiful. So you know, fast forward a little bit, because we ended up once we came and we launched back as Mindbender Parties, we started hosting meet and greets on Long Island. And the meet and greets was at Secret Strip Club. And it was just, oh my God, it was the best, because we would go there every Saturday night. The girls were sexy as fuck. I was able to dance up on stage if I wanted to. I could dance with the girls. I pretty much didn't really have any boundaries there. I was able to be my most free self in a very sexually charged environment. In all around, it was just incredible. So that at least gave me more of an opportunity to explore my openness with females, right? Because again, in my marriage, I knew that I enjoyed women. I knew that I wanted to, you know, be with a woman or explore that. I had only kissed a girl once, but that was my only experience. And that was like when I was probably like 21 or 22. Still when I was married, but I didn't, you know, I didn't have any, there would have been no point in time where I would ever be able to bring that up and say, hey, this is of an interest, you know. So for Spencer to be providing this environment where I can really explore my whole self in every which way, not be like held back or anything. And let's face it, you know, I go to the strip club, I could dress however I want to. You know, so that was enjoyable for me because I do love to dress up. So, you know, to be able to go out on Saturday night, dress however I want to be and, you know, act and behave however I want to, it was great. And that went on all the way through up until COVID. So that was like a good, you know, probably I would say like nine months of just pure bliss at that place. It's always will be a near and dear place. But that also, like I said, all these little moments gave me the opportunity to learn about myself, learn about different various parts of the lifestyle, you know, ask Spencer more questions, you know, just learn and understand more, because I do firmly believe after everything that I've experienced, one should not enter the lifestyle unless you really understand what it is that you're looking for. Why did you, you know, do it? Maybe don't actively participate in the lifestyle until you've had the opportunity to really observe, learn some boundaries, some questions to ask and things like that. So with that crazy initial onboarding to however you want to say it, to the lifestyle, to have like this small pause of beautiful 360 openness is just a remarkable thing, because these are all the things that now I try and share with everybody in the lifestyle because of my circumstances, because of everything that I went through, because of all of my learnings and the way that, you know, I was able to learn and ask questions, I wouldn't change it for the world, because it really has built my character within the lifestyle. And yeah, there were a lot of bumps in it, but there were so many great positive moments that I wouldn't change any of it for the world. And those learning moments are the ones that I value the most, because I've learned things about myself that maybe I was scared to admit, or maybe I didn't even know that that was a possibility, you know? So through all of these different things, I've really opened up my mind tremendously. Well, you know, as time went on and Mind Bender Parties was in full function, we really, I have to say, had some pretty remarkable, spectacular events, and I'm really proud of them. Although it was only, you know, June, August, December, and then January. So you only had 4 months of us being able to actually be Mindbender Parties when we launched, because come March, COVID happened. And we were supposed to head to Philadelphia, to Saints and Sinners, for our Shenanigans event. But the world shut down that Friday, and we had to cancel the event. Now, at this moment in time, this is the pivotal turning point of everything that I will tell you. Even though I've laid out all the foundation and I've shared with you my thoughts, the confusing, it's all very confusing leading up to this moment. But at this moment, when that event was canceled and COVID happened, my entire life changed. Now, why do I say that? Well, I'm going to backtrack for a second. Probably a year, maybe 6 months. 6 months into Spencer and I knowing each other. No, that's not true. It was after he came up with the Mizzy Bender brand. So it was after we launched back into market. And I know it was like an August, September time period. So later that year, you know, Spencer says to me, he creates this name, Mizzy's Boutique. Now, Mizzy's Boutique is, I guess he's always just wanted to have a boutique. He's always wanted to be able to sell. You know, Spencer just loves, you know, buying and selling, I think. He loves the search of it all. He loves all of that. I don't really know what he envisioned as a boutique his whole life. But, you know, one day he says to me, you know, like, what do you think about this name, Mizzy's Boutique? And I was like, oh, that's pretty savvy. Like, but what is this boutique? And, like, what does it contain? Well, he didn't really know, and it was kind of just a concept. And so it was kind of like, all right, well, let me explore things. Let's get a logo. Let's at least get some things going. So when the time is right and we can do a boutique, well, then we're ready to go. And so that's how the Mizzy Bender logo came about. We reached out to our graphic designer and said, we want something as close to Mind Bender Parties, but the female version that you can get. And so that's when the Mizzy Bender brand logo really came about and really became part of Mizzy's Boutique. And now, I didn't really know what the boutique was going to consist of either. You know, I was starting to look at, you know, clothing things, because again, one of the things in my corporate job was I was helping start to run our company store. And within that was merchandising, you know, sourcing, all these different things. So I legit had just learned everything that I needed to do to run a store, which is freaking weird and ironic, but thank you for the knowledge. So I'm starting to explore all of this stuff, and I'm trying to figure out all the components that I need to do to build a store and all that other stuff. But again, we didn't really know what it was or anything, so we just had the logo. Okay, fine. So I don't know. Come Christmas, I had said to Spencer, you know what? Maybe I'm going to try. And what I wanted to really do was I wanted to source some swag from the community. Sometimes with the smaller businesses, you don't want to buy 72 pieces of things. So you just want to have a couple of items to be able to sell. And so, you know, since he had mentioned this boutique, I said, you know what? Why don't I try and get some Mindbender swag, and we'll sell it at the events and see how that goes. So this was something that I was working on for the Christmas event. Now, when I started working on it, I reached out to all the people within the industry that I knew created things and all this other stuff to see, you know, pricing and all that other stuff. Unfortunately, nobody was able to, provide the things that I wanted to, which is how then I started making the swag. I was like, well, fuck it. If people can't, if others can't provide to me what it is that I'm looking for, I'm going to figure out how to do it on my own. So I bought the Cricut and I bought everything that I needed. I bought a computer. At the time we had just moved into a house that we had built. So I was like surrounded by four blank walls and nothing at all, staring at a floor that wasn't even done and, you know, an unfinished kitchen and all. So I just needed something, right? So I buy all these materials and I start creating. And I did. I made all sorts of Mindbender swag. I created shirts, hats, mugs, all sorts of shit, and brought it to that event. And I created, I don't know, it could very well be that I created the Facebook page, Mizzy's Boutique Facebook page, around that time. And then I created the Etsy store that January. And so it was a project that I was working on. It wasn't really anything that I really knew what I was doing. Legit was just learning. I had never created products before. I had never run an online store before. There was so many different things that I needed to learn. And, you know, that was a complicated task, but really, really freaking proud, because what ended up happening, it was like the middle of January, I finally set up my appointment for unemployment because my severance, as you remember, ended at, I think my severance ended, it was like December 31st or something like that. So come January, I wasn't going to have any form of income. So at this point in time, all the severance that I had, I banked, right? I saved all of my dollars. And then unemployment happens. So they say to me, you know, severance is over. You're eligible to apply for your unemployment. So I originally, I was like, yeah, I'm going to apply for it. Am I not? I didn't really know. So I said, fuck it. You know what? I'm going to, because I really want to focus on trying to figure out how to really run the boutique, really get all of the, you know, the things from the business standpoint, you know, execute seamlessly with the parties. I had a lot that I was like kind of thinking through. And so I ended up, I go down to unemployment office, and as I'm there, the unemployment office says to me, well, lucky for you, because of your qualifications and your work history, you are eligible to apply for this specific program. And the specific program is, if you are accepted, you are entitled to 13 extra weeks of unemployment, but you must create a business under New York State. And so I said, of course I'm going to fucking, do this. This is a gold mine, you know. Mindbender Parties is Spencer's. I've been working on this business and now I can have something that's going to be solely mine. And of course, you know, here I am thinking, oh, this is a no-brainer. This is what I've been working for my whole life. The opportunity is here. So I apply for this, this thing, right? Now, when I applied for the program, under Mizzy's Boutique, right? Because that's all there was at the time. This was February now, February of last year. So I applied for this and I get accepted, and I got accepted at the end of February. After all the paperwork and everything was processed, yada, 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 I get the actual acceptance the end of February. New York State says you've been awarded and now you are able to create your business. And for you to create your business, these are all the different things that you need to do and you need to submit to us for you to continue to be eligible and for you to be receiving your unemployment. So I was like, this is fantastic. Now, when I started putting all the applications and everything in and I started my foundation work and my business plans and stuff like that, it was all based upon the boutique, but I quickly changed it. And if you know or you don't know, the actual name of the corporation is Mizzy Bender Corp. And the reason and the way that this ended up happening was, so through these couple of weeks, as I'm focusing and working on what New York State needs me to do for this business, and I'm actively working on growing my business. And I mean, it was education courses. There was, you needed, your business plan, the corporate, you know, there's a lot of different things that they needed you to do. Well, when March came, and that was just a few short weeks later, and COVID happened and the world shut down, this is why I say everything changed. Because when that happened and the Saturday Night Live from our living room started, Mornings with Mizzy started, so much changed, and my brand changed. Mind Bender Party's brand changed. All of a sudden, you know, everything that we were working so hard for from Mind Bender Party's standpoint for these few short 4 months has now gone down the drain because the world just shut down. And we were like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, we were just getting our momentum. We were just getting started. Like, this is unbelievable. So when the community took so well to doing Saturday Night Live from our living room, it was a really beautiful thing. It was a unique experience. I don't think it was anything that anybody really thought would ever happen. I don't think anybody really ever anticipated the world going into this world, you know, crazy chaos that we're all in. I think a lot of stuff changed that really changed a lot of people's perspectives on how we live life. And so the coming together of the Saturday Night Live became a monumental, I think that's the right word, moment in time for me, because the outreach and the especially, you know, all the states were living differently at that time. New York State was a little bit ahead of everybody, so you guys were kind of watching us go through things a little bit sooner than you guys were all experiencing. And so maybe that was helpful, maybe it wasn't, I don't really know. But what I do know is those couple of days after the Saturday Night Live became really trying on my brain. And so I woke up one morning and went on Facebook Live, and I did a Facebook Live for hours, and I spoke to so many people, and we went through so many different thoughts, and it was just a very powerful, powerful thing. And because of that, again, the feedback and the thoughts of the community and all that, Mornings with Mizzy was created. And Mornings with Mizzy was one of those things that I will forever, forever be so just humbled and appreciative of. It is a point in time I will never forget. It is something that is very impactful for so many people. And to be part of it and to have built it with everybody is just incredible. Now, because of that, though, the podcast came about. I was offered a podcast on another network, and I had never known anything of podcasting before, but I had known nothing of running a boutique. I knew nothing of running a Facebook Live show. I knew nothing of anything, but it was one of those things where I was like, well, okay, fuck it. I guess this is what we're doing. And after a few times of being asked, the podcast launched officially on 420. And I have to say, it was a very cool thing, because we all know that I'm a smoker girl. So to be able to launch the podcast on 420 to, you know, celebrate something that I think is fun was kind of cool. And it was just a really cool journey. It was awesome to be able to speak through what was going on in life and kind of share, you know, the growing and the making of everything that was happening around me. It was like real time, like in action, like this is it. And you can go back to the beginning and you can listen to it all, and you can see how much I've changed, how much I've grown, what's changed, what's happening, all that kind of stuff. But what ended up happening is, you know, the podcast, like anything else, I wanted to take it over and put it under my own thing, right? Because, you know, truthfully speaking, from a business standpoint, I really just want to have ownership over everything that it is that has to do with my brand, especially being so new to market. You know, just being in control of everything just seems like the most logical thing to do. But it took me a long time to learn how to operate a podcast, because it wasn't just like, you know, I needed to learn podcasts. I mean, I've never even listened to a podcast. So over time, I needed to learn how to edit the podcast. I needed to understand, you know, how you even launch it. Like, what do you do? I had to make an intro song, you know, all these different things. And I want to say it took me a good, you know, 6 months of exploring on really understanding until I was really ready to be able to launch the podcast on my own. And so that's what it is. So when I say that it was, when I bring up when I started the business as Mizzy's Boutique with the state, it quickly became the Mizzy Bender Corporation, because I realized if I was going to be bringing in my podcast or any other business platform venture underneath that brand, it needed to be an overall umbrella. And so that's how that shifted, and that's how that changed. And I'm really thankful and really just, I mean, I'm so appreciative that New York State has a program like that and that I was eligible to be part of it, because it just shows that all of the hard work that I've been working for really did not go to wayside, and I've been able to use it and optimize it in doing something I'm super passionate and that I love and are learning more and more about every day. And the way I see it is sky's the limit. And so I'm really thankful for the complicated journey up until this point, because without all of those complications, I wouldn't be able to sit here today doing all the things that I'm doing. And so originally when I said, it was like this weird, magical, everything happened at the right time, the way that it was supposed to. I firmly believe that, because it really did set into action everything that it is that I'm doing. And so, you know, I know that people were kind of trying to understand what my journey is into the lifestyle. And I know that it's more business driven than it is personally driven. But that is how and why I am in the lifestyle. It really all started over, you know, Spencer. But then also, you know, really trying to support him from a business standpoint more so than, you know, a personal standpoint. The good thing is with Spencer is that, you know, he and I together have been trying to understand what it is that we want from the lifestyle together and how we operate together. And I do believe that we have a pretty good alignment on what we like, what we don't like, how we want it, you know, and all these other things. But it's still continuous growth, and it's still something that we have to communicate and talk about, you know, all the time, because sometimes, you know, we're not on the same page. Sometimes, you know, like I'm just too exhausted from some of the business stuff and he's not. And, you know, so there's a lot of different things that we still have to align on and we still need to chat through together with and all that kind of stuff. But it really has been the best growing experience of my life. And so I will say what happened during COVID was some pretty decent sexual encounters for me. So we did find a single male that we were able to invite into, you know, our bedroom. And it was somebody that we trusted. It was somebody that we really enjoyed being with. And so I was able during COVID to really explore my sexual standpoint from a threesome participation with a single guy and Spencer. And I really learned and understand that it's a dynamic that I really enjoy. There's just something about being with two men that is just incredible, especially when they both bring a really strong energy. I kind of like some aggressiveness. So the two of them together was really a fantastic place, situations, and scenarios all the time. If anybody's interested in them, they are on my OnlyFans. Well, you can get them through my OnlyFans, or, you know, you could ask me for that link if you wanted. But yeah, so that was awesome. That I can't wait to find another person. And truthfully, the way that I see it is I really enjoy being with, I don't want to say poly, because I don't know that it's poly, but I'd much rather build a relationship with people from a swinging standpoint, to be able to have extended plates, you know, extended sessions with people. I'm not really a fan of going to the club and just finding somebody there and just, you know, hooking up with them. Again, like I said, I'm most certain it's because of all of the different things that I've mapped out for you. So I am super personal and super reserved, but I also have learned that those experiences are just absolutely delightfully delicious. And I cannot wait to find another human to be able to do that. I also can't wait to find a female for us to be able to bring into it, because we did have, some gals and, some that we were building relationships more so with than others and had different kinds of dynamics. But it is something that Spencer and I both really enjoy. And so, that's not off the table either. We just haven't found anybody that's been super consistent, but we have had some enjoyable times there. I will say I'm pretty open to most scenarios, given the opportunity is right and the moments are right. And I am a super in the moment. If the stars and moon align, I try and explain that to people, that there's never going to be a point in time where you should have an expectation with me or Spencer. Even if we have, hooked up 40 minutes prior to that moment that we're in right at that second, that does not mean that we're going to have another moment together. It really just depends on the energies that's flowing, what's going on around us, and all that kind of stuff. So, yes, I am a super sexually charged human being. Given the circumstances and the environment is right, more than likely anything is possible. And usually there's no boundaries. And that's another thing that I'll say. Anytime we get into a play composition, there can't be any boundaries. There can't be any boundaries that I have with that particular person, which is why I'm saying that I don't really necessarily know that swinging is what my category is, because if we're out, I don't care. Like, I want you to feel like we're partners here, right? I want to be able to be, I want to be able to treat you just as like I treat Spencer. And so that's just my way. And so for you to be able to be in that company, it takes a lot of trust. It takes a lot of communication. It takes a lot of energies, and it can't be a pushy thing. I'm not one of those people that just wants to talk about hooking up all the time. You'll know that I'm interested in you because I'll say to you, oh, hey, our energies, they seem like they align. Do you want to chat further? Do you want to learn more about each other? Is it okay for me to touch you? This is my play scenario. This is how I play. I'm very in the moment. If you're giving me the okay now, that if any given point in time, it's okay if that moment arises for us to be free, that's lovely. So all of that stuff usually happens right when I know that I'm interested in wanting to be more than just friends with you. I will have that conversation. If I don't have that conversation with you, you're not that person. And that is no offense to you, but I'm certainly sure I will be very vocal. If we have passed the point of now you're making me uncomfortable, I will tell you that is not how I play. That's not my play style. This is not how I operate. This is, I'll red flag a lot of different things. Like, I'm not shy about that, because going back to the initial conversation that I had in part one, where you must be able to communicate, you must be able to share. I will never put myself in a scenario that I was in when I initially came into the lifestyle. All of those things gave me the warnings, the red flags, the opportunity to use my voice when I'm not comfortable. No means no. I don't want to be in this situation. And I feel really comfortable about what my boundaries are, because the lifestyle is supposed to be about extras. It's about, exploring things that you wouldn't necessarily be able to explore independently. It's about having a partner that you love and trust and want to explore beautiful things with. It's about, being open and honest with yourself and your partner about your wants and needs and being on the same page. It's not about, I don't know. I mean, I guess there's so many negatives that I could say, so why don't we just keep to everything that I just said? But, so these are the reasons why I feel the way that I feel. These are the reasons why I operate in the lifestyle the way that I do. And I'm really, really proud about that. I am really proud about everything that we've built up until this point, because, not only now is the boutique an online store, it does travel from place to place, vending with different partners. And for me, to be able to be successful and thrive and build a business or businesses which is a foundation to my human breathing of, like, excitement and what I thrive for in life in an environment that's so sexually charged, that allows me to be my full self, that allows me to be my full self to every level, that hopefully my weird quirkinesses allow you to be just a little bit of yourself too, a little bit more. Because that's what a passion of mine is too, making you feel so comfortable with yourself that you have no other choice but to be exactly who you are and never question it for anything. And so every day I'm learning, I'm growing, I'm changing. My sexual thoughts are changing. You know, when I first met Spencer, who would have thought that, you know, I would have evolved into this person that's doing podcasts and, you know, running this boutique and, you know, just creating a life that just never was thought possible, but is doing it every day. It's just absolutely amazing. And so, yeah, one might say that my experiences in within the lifestyle from a sexual standpoint are not that in depth. And listen, I've left out many of them. I'm not going to share them all on here, but I've kind of hit the ones that are important for you to understand my composition and kind of what made me get to how I am within the lifestyle and why I am the way that I am. So that's why I was saying, like, early on, if you have any other questions and you want me to deep dive into something further, I absolutely will. It's just my brain goes in so many different directions and I try and piece it all together after so many years, and I smoke a tremendous amount of pot. So really, you know, it's a bit complicated at times. But at the end of the day, this is pretty much the entire layout of how I became part of the lifestyle up until this moment. And that's really that. And yeah, that's Mizzy Bender in the making. So if you guys have any questions, reach out to me at MizzyBender@Outlook.com. If not, you know, hopefully you'll stay tuned and I'll be listening, or you'll be listening to me next week. So until that time, you guys, have a really wonderful day.